Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Mem Beis, the 142nd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim, and this is about the cry from the cave. This is a short Mizmor, which is made up of 8 psukim, and here's the breakdown. The first pasuk is its koteves. This is its inscription or superscription, which we're more used to seeing in the first 2 books of Tehillim. Maskil David, this is a maskil of David, when he was in the cave as a prayer. Then we have a 2-line introduction, which is Psukim Beis to Gimel, which describe how he is calling out to Hashem, Koli el Hashem ezok, Koli el Hashem eschanan, my voice is to Hashem, I plead out loud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Following this, there are a few Psukim Dalad to Hey, 2 Psukim describing his predicament, how he's surrounded, and finally, the last 3 Psukim, which is Vav, Zayin, and Ches, are a supplication for salvation. Zaakti Elecha Hashem, Amarti Atam Achsi, I called out to you, Hashem, you are my stronghold. And that's how it ends. The overall theme is, the Meshorer, clearly the narrator, is in a state of weakness, is in a state of persecution, and is reaching out for desperate help from Hashem. He feels surrounded, he feels that no one is there to help him. He reaches out to Hashem and from these traps and promises to thank Hashem when he will be celebrated by the righteous as an example of salvation. So that's the last pasuk is Hoitziyah mimasker nafshi lo'adois es shemecha biyachtiru tzadikim kisigmol alai, is that in the end, let the righteous crown me because of what you did for me and when you give the loving kindness to me. So he wants to be that example of godly revelation of salvation. What is interesting is that the Midrash points out that one of the themes to think about in this Mizmor is what really counts in life. The Midrash says towards the end of the first section of the Midrash Tehillim on this Perek, it says, what is the maskil? The word maskil is the word used in the inscription here. It's a maskil le David. Well, the word also maskil also means understanding. It's from the word seichel, which comes from the word intellect or brain. So what is the maskil? What did he understand? The Midrash explains that when David was in this cave and he was being persecuted, at that moment in time, he realized that the priorities in life were a little different to outside of the cave. They weren't about amassing money, Nobel laureates, or even physical aptitude. It was ultimately a tefillah. The only thing which could really help him right now was his connection to Hashem. In this foxhole, it is very clear what one's priorities should be. And that's why it's called maskil le David. This is understanding to David. And vicariously, many of our experiences in life, when we are in those caves as well, we feel that same reprioritization, which we hope we can take with us too. Let's consider the events behind this mizmor. It is pretty clear from the inscription that David is in a cave. It's maskil David biyosob ha-ma'arot tefila. So it turns out that actually there are 2 instances in Tanakh when he is in a cave. Explicitly at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Beis, when David first runs from Shaul HaMelech, at that point in time, Vayelech David Misham Vayemoreit El Ma'aras Adulam. He runs to the cave of Adulam, and that's when his the group of rejects from society, people who have known, don't find mainstream society accepting, join David and become what they are called Ishmar Nefesh, people of bitter spirits, join David and become his cohort. That's the first time. The second time is found actually 2 prakim later in Shmuel Aleph. That's in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalad, where he's in the area of Ein Gedi. We've all been there. It's a beautiful area. It's lots of cliffs and there's lots of caves. And at that point in time, he was in the cave. Shaul HaMelech has 3,000 men searching for David. Shaul enters the cave, and that's when David famously slits the coat of Shaul, the cloak of Shaul, rather than killing him, that famous episode that ensues. The Rashi, Radak, Mitzudos all point out that this episode happened when David was in Ein Gedi, that famous episode where he slits the cloak of Shaul and almost kills him. However, the trouble with suggesting that is that in this Mizmor, in our Mizmor Kuf Mem Beis, David says the following words, Habet yominur eva eni makir, ovad monos mimeni, ein doresh nafshi. Look to the right and there's no one who recognizes me. No one is searching out my needs. No one cares about me. Wait a second. In the case of Ein Gedi, he's with his troops. He has his whole cohort with him. So how can he be saying he's all alone? So there's 2 ways of looking at this. The Ho'il Moshe suggests in this Mizmor Tehillim that in fact, yes, this was referring to the earlier cave experience. This must be in the cave of Adullam in Perek Chof Beis, where David HaMelech does not yet have anybody around him. And he's calling out in his abject aloneness. That's when he's saying this mizmor. Rav Amos Chacham in the Da'at Mikra suggests that no, it could even be in the cave in Ein Gedi. And yes, he is surrounded by his men, but at the same time, maybe he's giving voice to their entire unit as the cohort, saying, we are all alone. We are all abandoned and vulnerable. After all, yes, he has 400 men, but in the end of the day, the people outside are 3,000 trained soldiers. So David HaMelech feels very vulnerable in expressing that for his people as well. It's worthwhile noting that also in Mizmor Tehillim, we have another parallel Mizmor, which also talks about David being in a cave. So Mizmor Nun Zion, in the second book of Tehillim, starts off, Lamanzeach al Tashches le David Michtom, Bevor Choli Mipnei Shaul Bamara, when Shaul is chasing him and he is in a cave. And there are multiple parallel linguistic connections. Es Chanan in our Mizmor, Choneni Lekim Choneni there. We see Bo'orach Zu Tomnu Pachli talks about traps. And over there, Reshes Heichinu Lefa'amai, they made traps for my feet. There's numerous parallels. Here he promises Lo Adois Shemecha to praise Hashem. There he says Oidecho Ba'amim Hashem. So there's clearly these two are linked. It's not clear that if they're referring to the same experience. There is a suggestion that each one refers to a different cave experience. One is referring to the cave in Adullam, and the one is referring to the cave in Ein Gedi. There's no textual suggestions which make reference to either of those caves, but nonetheless, just trying to understand how these two fit together. This mizmor does not appear in our davening per se. It is certainly the groundwork for many songs. It is a mizmor which is said as one of the supplications at an eis tzara, at a time of difficulty. This is one of the mizmorim which is added after davening in cases of terrible crises, because we all in our metaphoric cave, whether it be nationally or personally, are also in the same place that David HaMelech is talking about. But it is interesting that the Al-Sheikh in his commentary Rama Moiskel on Tehillim says a very beautiful thing. He quotes the Gemara that says that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was a tremendously spiritual individual, was able to know if his tefillah, if his prayers were accepted. How? He says, if it was shagura tefilasi b'fi, yodani shu mekubal. If my tefillah comes smoothly on my lips, then I know that my tefillah is accepted. Now, most people don't have this. We should not be judging our tefillahs and our Yom Kippurs and our davenings based on how we feel afterwards. Our emotions are influenced by many other things. We're not that sensitive to our own needs to be able to understand and read that. But Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was. So Al-Sheikh says that's what is going on in this mizmor. Why is it called a maskil, which means, again, understanding, cognition? Is that David HaMelech was able to map out every aspect of his life from the highest to the lowest and give words and meaning to that experience. So what was David HaMelech doing? David HaMelech was able to even draw from himself a maskil, a deep understanding, even when the sword is on his neck, even when he's trapped in the cave with no way out. That is how David HaMelech was able to do this. So every experience he had, he was able to be maskil, to understand what to say in those experiences, and therefore vicariously gives us the opportunity in our caves, in our lives, the words and the framework to have a shagura tefillah b'fiv, to have this clear and straight way of davening. In terms of focusing on one pasuk, we're going to look at the last pasuk, pasuk Ches, which is a fascinating pasuk. Hoitzia mi masker nafshi, take me out of the prison of my soul. Lo odos es shemecha bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai, so that I may thank you, and the righteous will be crowned or glorified through your ways of dealing with me. My own note is that this sounds like psychological. So in so many ways, so many of the crises in our lives are within ourselves. And the answer lies within ourselves, as the ideas of innate health talk about. But the idea is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take me out of the masker nafshi, the actual constraints of my own soul, the things which make it difficult for me. However, Ber Maim Chaim says a very beautiful thing. He quotes a Medrash which says that this refers to Noach, when Noach was in the Teva, and it talks about the 12 months in which he and the entire living remaining population of the world in the fauna and flora kingdom remains, where Noach is now finally asked, Hosea Mimasker, now she take me out, that I can leave the Teva and repopulate the earth. Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Hashiv of Ner Yisrael, in his Sichos Avodas Levi, in the fifth Sicha, says a very powerful thing. He's actually giving this in 1973 during the Milchemes Yom Kippurim, during the Yom Kippur War, and he says, why was Noach scared? In the end of the day, the flood had finished, the rain stopped, now you're getting out onto dry ground, that's fine. Now, why does Noach need to petition Hashem that he should go out of the Teva? And Rav Ruderman explains that what happened at the flood was a tremendous amount of Midas Hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was judging the world because of the actions that brought about, because of the way they treated the world around them. And when a person walks out at such a time, even if a person may be meriting, it's very, very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. And therefore, he says, Kayom, he says, today, She'achenu ben Eretz Yisrael nilchamim b'milchama kosha. Our brothers and our sisters are fighting in a terrible war. Koshe b'varashu eis din u'mishpat ba'olam. There's severe judgment in the world. V'lochen anu tzrichim l'zuchuyos nosofos. We need extra merits, he says. V'inei zuchuz limud ha-Torah matzeles es ha'olam min adin. He says, what can we do? We have to strengthen. Here, from Baltimore in America, thinking about the Melchemes Yom HaKippurim, he says, we have to daven so hard, uva'ezos Hashem nizkel higoel b'korov, that we should see the geula b'korov, and that's how he learned this idea of hotzimim asker nafshi b'sha'as adin. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.